Hello, and welcome back to Uniquely Created. I hope you're having a great week. It's Thursday, and with that, time for Thoughts for Thursday. Remember when I said before that sometimes my thoughts were a little random? So don't say I didn't warn you, because today I want to talk about my career as a honeybee. I think we can all agree that life is full of seasons. Ecclesiastes 3 tells us that to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heavens. It goes on, but we know the story, and we understand the nature of seasons. Is there anyone else who feels like they're in a season of waiting? I've never doubted that God has a plan, or that it's a good one. I've just never been able to get a glimpse of his planner to see exactly when my next big event starts, or if there even is a big event or just lots of little things coming that lead to one big aha. That's always been the frustrating part for me. I'm great with God planning out my life and guiding my decisions. I just wish that he sent me progress reports on how everything is going from time to time. I mean, if he knit me together in my mother's womb, he knows that I appreciate details. This has been the biggest lesson in surrender for me. It's not letting go of the actual decision, it's letting go of the timeline. Knowing his timing is perfect, and I just need to wait until all the pieces are ready. This past year, I really felt the call to go back to work. But I also wanted the flexibility to be able to serve when and where I could. That was a non-negotiable for me. So to solve that, I now have 4 part-time jobs. If you're someone who, like me, thrives on structure and routine, having 4 part-time jobs and trying to wake up every day and remember where you're headed is challenging on several different levels. But the biggest is honestly surrendering my need for control and rigidity. I have to know that God gives me exactly what I need when I need it. Sometimes that may mean an extra shift at one of my jobs. I was talking with an old friend earlier this week, and I said that right now I was kind of living as a honeybee, out buzzing around. I move from flower to flower, trying to be productive wherever I go. Trying to see why God placed me in that particular place at that time. I might land on a flower for a little bit and then I'm off to the next. I'm still looking for my hive, and I'm trying not to be irritated with the constant flurry and motion that I whip out my stinger in annoyance. I'm trying to remember that while I might be buzzing constantly, I'm also moving from place to place with purpose. I need to look around and see why. Look at the flowers and see what I can do to help them grow. Which ones God has sent me to because they need a little extra pollination power. One of my current jobs is substitute teaching. When I was a full-time teacher, I swore I would never be a sub. You should never tell God what you will never do. I feel like sometimes when we do that, he responds with, "Oh, really? We'll see about that." But this is helping me in several ways. 1, I get my teaching fix in. 2, I have flexibility. I can work when I want, and I don't have to work when other things are calling me. And 3, I'm able to go to so many different places and meet so many different people. And each time, he's put me in the path of someone who needs something that day, and poured through me to give me the words they needed. So until he tells me otherwise, I'm just gonna keep buzzing around the schools. While I'm in this waiting season, I've learned a lot both about myself and about his dreams for me. There have been many no's when sometimes I've tried to rush the process. I had to laugh when for a while I kept applying to job after job that I was more than qualified for, but I heard nothing back. Finally, I heard God saying to me, "How many jobs do you plan on applying for before you realize I'll give you what you need when you need it?" I stopped applying, and that week I had an old employer call me to see if I would be interested in coming back part-time. They'd not only work around my children, but they'd work around my volunteering. Yep, I see what you did there, God. He still doesn't let me look at his planner, but I'm okay with that, because he lets me know when it's time for the next step, the next season. And he lets me know when I begin to step off of that plan. And in the meantime, I'll just keep buzzing around. If you're like me and you're in a season of waiting, Just remember that whatever's coming is good, and He's making plans for it. If we try to step in too soon, it won't be fully prepared. I'd rather have God make everything perfect than for me to try and take over and make a hot mess. Until next time, have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon.